Hi, everybody. This is D. Von Kleist, and we all know knowledge is power. So what do you say we all get together and power up? The opinions expressed on this broadcast are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors of this radio station, or those who enjoy manipulating and massaging and twisting and turning and churning the information that's being shoved down a collective gullet of the United States population. All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great big beautiful blue globe floating through the void of God's creation. It is the 9th of April, 2024. And yeah, we're all still here. Yeah, nothing happened. Well, what do you say? Was it another nothing burger? Yeah, the end of the world was going to happen with the eclipse, and there were missiles going to be shot into the atmosphere, and who knows, you know, the flat earthers were tearing their hair out, and we're just fine. We made it. It'll be good. It'll be good. Now, what happened behind the scenes? I don't know. I don't know. We know there's lots of talk about secret stuff that goes on during eclipses. You know, CERN was going to be turned on and open up a portal to other dimensions, and we didn't hear that happening. So I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that they throw out all kinds of information to keep you unbalanced and, you know, slipping and sliding and sort of standing up on a hammock with roller skates on, juggling chainsaws. But no, we made it. Everything's just fine. We made it. Okay. So what are we going to do? Well, I got to tell you, last night I had the opportunity and the privilege of meeting a Professor David Clements. He was in Kalispell, Montana, and he was giving a screening of his documentary that came out last December, entitled Let My People Go. And I'd like to play for you the audio. It's the introduction. By the way, you can go to BitChute. You can go to Rumble. And there's a link at our website. If you go to thewtfreports.com, we have a link there on today's show. And I'd like to play the introduction. What a kind and gentle man he is. Quite an incredible individual. This guy has been through it. He's an attorney. He's a lawyer. He was a professor. I forget what university he was at. But when the COVID thing started coming out, and of course, all the mandates for the masks and the social distancing and, you know, mandatory vaccines and everything, he refused to do that. He went into his classroom and he would not wear a mask. All the students were saying, we have to wear this mask. He says, you don't realize your civil rights are being violated. And anyway, so the entire university staff ganged up on him and they fired him. And not only that, but they moved even further into this and they had him disbarred. Well, what do you know, folks? Now that here we are a couple years past, he was right. He was right on all different accounts. But nonetheless, his personal career has been destroyed. And now he focused in on what happened with the election in 2020. You won't believe the overwhelming, undeniable, irrefutable, definitive evidence. Tons and tons and tons and tons of evidence. And for you regular listeners, you may recall last month during the primary in South Carolina when Nikki Haley was still in the race, there was a local news team that was at one of the polling places, and they interviewed a gentleman who came out, and maybe I'll pull it up after the next break, a gentleman who'd come out and he says, well, I had a real problem voting. The machine wouldn't take my vote, my ballot. And the poll worker says, well, why don't we fold it and we'll stick it in this little box over here and we'll take care of it later. And he says, well, why isn't the machine working? Are you ready for this? She says, because it's not online. That's right. Now, these machines that, you know, Dominion has been screaming, no, there's impossible. They can't be online. There's an air gap. There's, you know, they were lying. The whole damn thing is a big, big lie. I encourage you folks, go to BitChute or Rumble. And like I said, there's a link at our website and you can watch the entire documentary. It's over 2 hours. It's about 2.25 hours. And the evidence that he's brought forward, again, this guy is an attorney. or shall I say, a defrocked attorney. But it's not just him. It's not just him. There are legions of people that are coming forward and saying this entire system is corrupt. The whole thing, from top to bottom, this way and that. And if we don't straighten this whole thing out, we've lost our country. Anyway, here's a quick intro that from Professor David Clements. Here it is.
"Let My People Go was released to rave reviews on December 15th. This film, and I say this as a filmmaker, when I screened it the other night with Lindell, it is magnificent. It is an epic, and people will be blown away. Unfortunately, it quickly became the most censored film in the country. We experienced cancellation from our DVD packaging company. We also experienced cancellation from our credit card processing company, where they then seized all of the money that was raised for the film. In fact, the day before Christmas, my family received notice of a bill from the IRS for tens of thousands of dollars. Our live streaming of the film experienced distributed denial of service hacks throughout the launch. I never thought distributing a film about J6 prisoners and rigged elections would feel like running Bibles behind communist lines. Yet here we are. The only way this film will be seen is if we put it in your hands. Accordingly, Let My People Go is now free for anyone online. Just go to frankspeech.com, watch the stream for free, or upload your own digital copy. Share it, download it, screen capture it, we don't care. Do whatever you want with the film. We just ask that you invite your community to watch it at a local church, theater, community center, and try to wake people up. While watching the film online is free, some of you might want physical copies. DVDs and Blu-ray disc are available for purchase on frankspeech.com. We are asking every conservative influencer, civics group, to upload the film to their respective channels or circles of influence and saturate social media. We don't care who gets the views. We don't care if the film earns a penny. All we care about is getting the word out so we can get rid of the rigged machines and mail-in ballots before the most consequential election in history. So our vision is for Let My People Go to be the most pirated and bootlegged film in history. And this video gives you express permission to take the film and make it yours. The film was made by the people and for the people. Therefore, it makes sense that its impact and destiny be left up to you, the people. After watching the film, if so moved, go back to frankspeech.com and check out the plan to secure our elections going forward. And donate to the cause to save our country before it's too late."
This very, very powerful documentary must be seen by everybody. And I don't care if you're conservative or if you're liberal. I don't care if you're a right wing or a left wing, Democrat, Republican. This concerns all of us, every single one of us. And if your voice can't be heard in the voting booth, we've lost the country. Now, this is not something that, you know, that I'm unfamiliar with. I want to go back a bunch of years before I was doing the Power Hour. I was in Connecticut. I was on WATR AM 1320. And one of the first interviews I did was with a gentleman by the name of James Collier. Now, James Collier had written a book called Vote Scam. And he and his brother had worked very hard on this project. And they had done a lot of research. And again, this is before a lot of these computers had come into the equation. And the information and evidence that he had uncovered was mind-blowing. Well, wouldn't you know that he and his brother were dead about a year later. Now, I don't know what happened. I'm not saying there was some grand conspiracy, but I find it rather curious and coincidental that the two of them would meet their demise shortly after the release of that book. And then, of course, in 2004, and you can look this up, and again, I encourage you folks to go ahead and vet this information. Do your research. Am I blowing smoke? Am I a liar? I don't think so. In 2004, HBO produced a documentary film. The woman who was involved with this, her name was Beverly Harris. And it was called, Hacking Democracy. There it is, Hacking Democracy, on HBO in 2004 by Beverly Harris. And at that point, they were still uncovering all of the anomalies and problems with the voting system, with the voting machines. And yet we still keep on going. That's because the overwhelming number of Americans are still sitting in their chairs with their remote control, watching this movie or watching this sports event and everything. And they hear on the side, oh, yeah, there's corruption. Oh, yeah, I know there's corruption. You know, I mean, I even wrote a song about it, folks. I mean, this goes back. Oh, gosh, when was this? This was a 2005, I think it was. 2005. This is one of the verses from a song called Not Me. Check it out.
And during the election, they will tell you you control your destiny. But computers do the counting and they don't allow the public scrutiny. And the scores of correspondents say it's balanced and it's fair. Till the predetermined candidate, the winner, they declare. And they're hoping that the public is completely unaware. But not me, not me, not me.
Yeah, and during the election, they will tell you you control your destiny. But computers do the counting and they don't allow the public scrutiny. And the scores of correspondents say it's balanced and it's fair until the predetermined candidate, the winner, they declare. And they're hoping that the public is completely unaware, but not me. I mean, folks like us have been screaming from the rooftops for decades and decades. And we're called conspiracy theorists, and the Stockholm syndrome sets in. I mean, some people get pissed off when you start talking about this stuff. They get angry. Say, wait, why are you angry? I'm presenting information to you that may be new. You may have to rethink some of the things that you believe, but I'm not hostile about it. I'm just saying, for the love of God, just take a look. Think about it. Because we're all being screwed over. And folks like me, like this Professor Clements, he has been through it. They've destroyed his career. They took his degree. And now he's traveling around the country, and he's giving his documentary away. He's putting it out there for free for everybody to see. That's why I played the clip here. And it's sort of the same deal when I was doing the Power Hour. You know, the documentaries that we produced there, the 9/11 in Plain Sight, 9/11 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, they're all free. Just go to BitChute or Rumble and do a search. They're all out there. I don't care about the money. I don't care. I mean, what price do you put on your freedom? You know, I just don't get it. You know, I've been talking those three magic words. You regular listeners know. What are the three magic words that are actually powering our government? Well, there's blackmail. Oh, excuse me, no. Bribery, coercion, blackmail. Okay, let me give it to, for those who don't quite understand. Okay, bribery. What is bribery? The bribery is, okay, I will give you this if you will do that. That's what bribery is. And I'll give you a Maserati. I'll give you $1 million, whatever it is. I will give you this if you will do that. That's bribery. Okay. Now, what is coercion? Okay. Coercion can go two different ways. Here are the two different ways. If you do this, something bad might happen. All right. Now, the other side of this is that if you don't do this, then you'll probably be okay. Now, I know that this happens because back in the 90s, when I was traveling around with Joyce and we were trying to help all the Gulf War veterans from the first Gulf War who were exposed to chemicals and biologicals. And of course, the Department of Defense and the VA said, no, there were no chemical and biological exposures. No, it didn't happen. It's all in your head. You know, you're suffering PTSD. Take some Prozac, some Ativan, some Zoloft or whatever. Get a kitten or admit you're a latent homosexual. Get over it. This is how they were treating our vets. And it was just so doggone frustrating because Joyce and I traveled all over the country to talk to thousands and thousands of guys that were suffering. And so we were in Denver, and we were talking to one of the state representatives there. I'm not going to mention names. And at this point, I can't even remember what his name was. But Joyce was talking to him. She said, Senator, you sat in on these panels. I've got the Senate reports right here. These are the documents. You know all this stuff went on. Why won't you do something about it? And his response was, because I want my 15-year-old girl to have a sweet 16 birthday party. Now that's coercion. Okay, so we got bribery, we've got coercion, and the third one is blackmail. Now, I could open up the can of worms and talk about Robert Maxwell and Ghislaine Maxwell and their methodology. And by the way, they are not the only ones that are involved in this. Oh, by the way, I'm sure last week you all heard about P. Diddy and how that thing is being opened up. Well, there are entire networks out there that are involved in some very nefarious, disgusting operations to get people into compromising positions and get them on videotape or camera or whatever. And then they use it against them. Hey, it'd be a shame if this video got out there. It'd be a shame if people found out that you were messing around with those children. So that is blackmail, and I think that's probably the most powerful one. As a matter of fact, last week, the question was raised on Tucker Carlson on whether or not Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is being blackmailed. You want to hear it? And by the way, I think that's episode 82, if you want to look up on Tucker Carlson. But MTG, she brought up the issue of blackmail. Here's what she had to say.
But no, Mike Johnson has made a complete departure of who he is and what he stands for. And to the point where people are literally asking, is he blackmailed? What is wrong with him? Because right. He's completely disconnected with what we want.
Do you think he is being blackmailed?
I have no idea. I can't comprehend, Tucker, what radically changes a man.
Interesting. Now, we've been talking about these three magic words for the past couple of months. Bribery, coercion, and blackmail. And what do you know? Now they're starting to talk about it in the mainstream. It's about flaming time, don't you think? Anyway, yeah, it's there's so much going on. And by the way, this whole thing about with Mike Johnson, this has to do with basically holding America hostage. Now, we know that the borders are wide open and millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants are coming across the border. And it's sad because what do we do about this? You know, if we speak out against it, we're called racists or something like that. They're trying to rename them. They're calling them newcomers, okay, or refugees. No. I've said it so many times. These are military age males. You're not seeing. Yeah, there are groups of families coming across. I understand that. But there are military age males coming across the border from all over the world. And the entire world hates us right now. They've been calling, in the Middle East, they've been calling the United States the great Satan for a long time. They want to destroy this country. And they're coming across in droves, and a lot of them are Chinese. And you don't get out of China unless they let you out of China. And the WHO and the Red Cross, they're giving these guys maps on the easy way to get into the country. And I have no doubt whatsoever that they also have places, predetermined places where they're going to go. Okay, you guys got to go to Chicago. You guys go to Boston. You go to New York. You go to Atlanta. You go to L.A., whatever. And when they get there, they'll have a safe house. They'll be sheltered and clothed and fed, trained, equipped, given missions. Okay, now I'm just getting into speculation, but this is what we're up against right now, folks. But anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. This is the WTF Reports. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and we'll be right back.
Every job you take and every dime you make, we'll be watching you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats.
And it's time for the month.
You'll never find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
And my political voice can be heard as long as it's Republican or Democrat. And I can vote any way I want, but I don't get to see them counted. Because here in America, our elections are free and the results are in before the count on my TV. Yes, we elect our own officials, and that's what they want us to believe.
Modern American. That was a tune I put together on the album. Which album was that? Oh, that was on Music to Die For. And again, these tunes were written like 20 odd years ago, folks. And they're all free. They're all for free. Everything I got is out there for free. You can go to go to my website, DaveVonKleist.com, and go to the music. It's all out there. And plus, it's all over YouTube. And, you got to smile and laugh once in a while, because some of this stuff is very, very, very serious. But that's why I try to, put a little spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. Oh, okay. Let me see. There were several different issues that I wanted to bring to the table, but right now I'm drawing a blank. Oh, there is a guy named Gary Brecka, and he was on a radio broadcast called Truth Bombs, and he was talking about the insurance companies and how they're handling folks that have been vaccinated. And if you got the jab, you might want to hear what he said. Here it is.
You watch life insurance trends. What you're going to find is if you were vaccinated, you can get preferred, not super preferred coverage. If you were vaccinated and double boosted, you may be able to get standard coverage. You will not get preferred. If you're vaccinated and triple boosted, you won't be able to get standard coverage. You'll be table rated. If you're quadruple boosted, you will not be able to get life insurance.
Oh, my goodness. Life insurance. Guess what? And again, I ask folks to revisit. You may have seen the documentary Died Suddenly. You might want to watch that. It was put out there by Stu Peters. I guess it was a little over a year ago, maybe a year and a half at this point. But the numbers keep on climbing. People are just dropping. Last week, I believe it's four soccer players dropped on the pitch, on the playing field. Yeah, that's what they call it, the pitch. But I don't know what the results are. But when you've got these guys, I mean, they're collapsing in the middle of a game and they have to call out an ambulance and put the guy in the ambulance and take him off. I don't know whether he's passed away or whether he's okay. I don't know what it is. But this is unprecedented. They haven't seen people dropping, you know, athletes. I mean, we're talking in the prime of their lives. We've never seen anything like this before. And it's not just soccer players. We're talking basketball players. Even the referees and basketball players are dropping. Tennis players, they're dropping. And even performers and newscasters on screen, on the television, live. And there's all of a sudden in the middle of a report, all of a sudden, bam, and they go down. This is going on all over the place. Of course, it's all just a coincidence. Yeah, that's a coincidence. I'll ask the same question I asked all you campers out there last week. How many coincidences have to occur before the coincidences are no longer recognized as coincidences? Mull that over a little bit. I mean, it's not hard to figure this stuff out if we utilize our gray matter and think critically. And that's one of the problems with the school systems. They don't teach the kids how to think critically. They memorize. They're presented with the information. You memorize it, and then you hawk it back at them. And if you're a good student, you'll give the right answer. If you ask questions about it, well, then maybe you need to go into a special class. Maybe you need to be, you know, medicated or something. We did a song about that one, too. But anyway, yeah, it's going on across the board, folks. And like I said, there's the documentary film Died Suddenly. People, if you haven't seen that, you really need to see that. And again, we're talking about hard evidence. We're talking about reality. We're not talking about, you know, some newscaster who says experts agree that blah, 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 according to a report, blah, 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 blah. Remember, I mean, when I was a kid and I watched the news, I remember Uncle Walter, Walter Cronkite. I remember the Huntley-Brinkley report. I remember the early days of 60 Minutes. At the end of the newscast, they ran credits. Yeah. Who wrote this story? Who produced this story? They would have us a role, and they would show you who did this, who produced that, who. No more. No, they're not, you know. You don't have to sign your name to the work anymore. So who's behind all this? You know, getting back to Mike Johnson and the budget that they're screaming, who puts these bills together? You know, Senate bill, whatever. Who wrote these bills? You got 2,000 or 3,000 pages and they hand them out to the, you know, members of Congress, and they're given sometimes less than 24 hours to go through 2,000 pages. And then you have to vote on it. Even Nancy Pelosi says, oh, well, we'll have to vote on it to see what's in it. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And yet Americans, again, hey, did you see the NCAA championship last night? I know I did. That was after I went to the screening of Let My People Go and had a good conversation with Professor Dave Clements. I was very impressed. This is a fine gentleman. And when I was done with that, I was hungry, so I went out and had a bite to eat and watched the rest of the basketball game. But that's, you know, that's not my priority. Anyway, I want to hear what your priority is. Let's open up the phone lines. Give me a call. I want to hear from you. Come on, do it. Come on to the phone. 512-248-8252. I'm Dave Von Kleist. This is the WTF Report, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
And tell your brothers and sisters.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
It's a big lie.
Many folks will want to get busy, and your brain is fearless, ill-organized, and you notice that it's starting to happen. You've betrayed their trust, you now realize. The line's been crossed in the sand, and the fire's been fanned. All the people demand to hear the plot that you planned. You won't be trusted anymore.
All right, let's go for the next verse. Go ahead, listen up.
It's too late for you to tell us you're sorry. You passed that point a long time ago. Because perpetuating lies and deception is the only thing that you seem to know. And you thought that you'd be safe in your tower, insulated from the people below. But the truth has undermined your family. By so many people now in the know. You thought that you'd see the day that you could just get away from the ones you betrayed, who raised their voices to say
you won't be trusted anymore. All right, welcome back to the WTF Reports. Yeah, that's a song I wrote back in 96. And it's dedicated to the mainstream media. They've been lying for generations, folks. How can we make an informed decision if we don't have good information? if your opinion is based upon misinformation, disinformation, and lies, then your opinion is an extension of the lie. And we are living a lie in this country. And I cannot wait to see the day. I cannot wait to see the day when these people meet their justice. It has to happen. Anyway, welcome back to the WTF Reports on this Tuesday, 9th of April, 2024. And yeah, I'm still standing and so are you. The eclipse happened and I guess it was just a big nothing burger. A beautiful one, I must say. Anyway, let's go to the phones. The number here is 512-248-8252. And we got James in Vancouver. Hello, Jimmy. How you doing up there in the northern country?
Yeah, well, don't forget, I'm on the 49th parallel, so anytime I need to cross the border, I think I can do it. But, well, you mentioned the hype for the eclipse, and how much money did they make off that hype, I wonder? Got to keep the ratings up for the radio shows. But I always like watching the TV presenters and the political analysts that cite policy when they fall over. I think this is poetic justice. But you can imagine it's like a Charles Darwin cull, because if I'm in the newsroom and someone falls over, I say, hey, man, now I get to have her job. What do you think?
Well, I try not to think too much. I have a
propensity. Well, I noticed there's a certain Brian Wilson influence in your songwriting. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I had a bunch of different influences. Of course, there was the Beach Boys and the Beatles and, Donald Fagen, Steely Dan. Love his stuff. Billy Joel, all of it. And I got to hand it, Billy Joel, he did a lot of really cool tunes. He really did. It was the song Allentown, you know. And then it was We Didn't Start the Fire, you know. So, I mean, he's politically aware.
Also, if you don't mind me saying so, I noticed a resemblance for you to George Carlin. Would you want to comment on that?
What resemblance you got that, are you talking about?
Well, your cadence in your voice and the way you present your points. It reminds me of George Carlin.
Well, I'll take that as a positive compliment. I never considered myself, comparable to George Carlin. I mean, he was one of a kind. He really was.
Yeah, but there is a resemblance there, and it's positive. I'm not being negative here at all.
No, I didn't take it. Like I said, I take that as a compliment. Good. I thank you. That's very kind of you.
Well. Oh, you're welcome. I would think there would be a correlation, my last point, between those that take cruises and those that took the vax, okay? This is an interesting thought, because I see a lot of people who were the white chicks who were always taking the cruises. I don't see them anymore at the old folks' home, so just thought I would see what you think, or maybe you can check that out, so.
Well, that's a good point. There are a lot of folks in the older assisted living complexes or nursing homes. Of course, they pass on a regular basis. Whether or not that's a direct result to the vaccine, I can't address that. Well, I wouldn't doubt that they have that the vaccines has something to do with it, but can't say one way or the other. Mm-hmm.
Well, the point you're making and what I'm trying to reinforce is they trusted the media, right? And, when people do advertising for promotions, you can take a tour, go get on the ship, and it'll be a cruise. And so they're just used to listening to the media. So, I'll take the shot because I don't want to get COVID, even though I've never seen anybody die of COVID. But see how that works?
So it's that's why marketing. I was saying, those three words. Bribery, coercion, and blackmail. Well, when it comes to, what happened with COVID, the overwhelming majority of Americans were coerced. There's the coercion part of it. If you don't, take the vaccine, you can't keep your job. If you don't do the vaccine, you can't travel. Oh, you're not wearing a mask? Right. Oh, well, we're going to beat the snake snot out of you. We're going to throw you in jail. People were being victimized and persecuted, and, it was just horrible. And that's why, you know, what really got Professor David Clements involved in this whole thing. He saw the charade. Yeah. So,
right. And anyway, then you have the Mockingbird. Yeah, I'll let you go. And thanks for taking my call.
Oh, as always, I appreciate your calling in. Thank you very much. All right, 512-248-8252, that we have a line open, and now we will go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show.
Well, hey, young man. I love that.
I like you already.
About, beat the snakes not out of you. That was a good one. The only thing that would top that would be the aspect of them saying, we're going to call the police, meanwhile I'm going to kick you out, and possibly beat the snakes not out of you. So they can arrest you and put you in jail for refusing to wear a face diaper or whatever, as I've heard it, for that matter, which I vehemently have always thought during that whole fiasco, as I tend to call it. And I have to disagree with some folks who say that, you know, we've never been through martial law here in the U.S. You know what? During that time of that fiasco that was going on for about a few weeks to a month to a half year or longer, you just experienced a light form of martial law. You just don't even realize it, but you
Bingo.
Did.
Very good.
I mean, it was so, and quite frankly, it was so in your face, it wasn't even silly. I mean, even someone who was drunk could see it.
Yeah.
Now, that's bad.
Well,
but
I gotta
aside
tell
from
you,
that.
I got to tell you, when I was at the screening last night for Let My People Go, there's an entire segment that Professor Clements put together about conditioning, about brainwashing, about peer pressure. And he showed several different studies that were done in the 70s and 80s on how they are able to manipulate people into doing something or saying something or agreeing with something that they know is wrong.
So, yeah, it's amazing what peer pressure will do when people can't think for themselves. It's amazing.
Well, when they're pressured. Again, we're dealing with coercion.
Yeah. As far as these young military-aged men that are coming into the U.S. and among other people coming in illegally, migrating for that matter, and saying, right. Well, you go to this city, you go to this city, you go to this city, and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's right in your face. Another form of... if you recall, they talked about back after 9/11 in 2001 that they said, oh, we got terrorist cells we have to be on the watch for. There are terrorist cells here and there. We have to watch out for them. You know what? That's exactly what they're doing, but in your face now, for the past year or so. And so when you alluded to that about who was going where, that was the first thing that popped my mind. I thought, oh, my gosh, give me a break here. This is so blatant, it's not even silly. So,
yeah, I mean, and how they're dealing with this, you know, in as much as you brought up the illegal immigrants, I want to go back, let me see, in February, the end of February, excuse me, Dick Durbin, brilliant solution for the problem that we've got with recruitment for the military, which is down 44%. And what was it that what was his solution? Here's what his solution was.
Presiding officer, my colleague from the state of Illinois has legislation which addresses one aspect of that. Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you are an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States.
So his solution for the illegal immigrants, these military-age immigrants that, of course, coming into our country because they want to find a better life and have the American dream. Yeah, his solution is to give them automatic weapons. The guy's out of his mind.
Not to mention who they would be using those automatic weapons against.
Who do you think?
It certainly isn't out in another country. It would be here in the States.
No kidding.
I mean, if there was a cha-ching moment, that would have been it.
Yeah. And again, that's one of our senators. Dick Durbin. Oh, my God.
Well, Dark Cheney wasn't any better, but yeah. No, if anybody had two decent brain cells to rub together from all the synthetic drugs that they're popping through their system and everything, I would be totally amazed if they didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, this day and time, people don't think. They just throw common sense out the window. It's absurd. Yeah. But hence the reason why, whenever my other half is not home, we have a desk cover over the boob tube screen, as I call it, so because we don't have regular TV service running through. We could, but we don't. And I have no need for it. I'm too busy with life around me. So, go figure. But as far as the, all this other, it's going to be very interesting how they pull off the election this time. I mean, a lot of people say, well, so-and-so will get it, so-and-so will get it, and so forth, ad nauseum. I'm thinking, you know, I'm just going to sit back and watch to see who does what to whom and why and how, for that matter, because it's going to be too clear-cut and in your face. It really is. And it's going to be disgusting. And the question is, how many revolts are there going to be in the U.S. because of, oh, this person didn't get it on, you know, the whole fiasco. I mean, we got a glimpse of that back on January 6th in 2020. We got a glimpse of that. People were arrested illegally just for being on the ground, not even going in the building, but just being on the ground.
Yeah.
During that time period. And they not been released.
This is what prompted Professor Clemens to make the film Let My People Go. I highly, highly recommend that everybody see this and share it and you know, spread the word about this. America has got to see this documentary, Let My People Go, because we are turning into a banana. We are a banana republic. We just don't recognize it yet. Anyway, I've got to move on. I thank you.
A great one. Thank you.
I thank you for the call, Francis. All right, let's go to Ohio. Roger, you're on the air, and did you get to see the eclipse yesterday?
Yes, I did. That's why I'm calling in. I live in Lorain County, which is the next county west of Cuyahoga County, which is where Cleveland's located. Lorain butts up against Lake Erie. So it was kind of interesting, but it only lasted 4 minutes. And it came in our area around 3:15. So it wasn't dark until it was completely covered over.
Yeah.
So there was quite a bit of light until it was completely. And you could look up with the naked eye and you could see the rim of the sun outside the moon. You couldn't, you didn't need glasses or anything. So it was kind of interesting and fun, but I sure hate to, like, there's a town called Sandusky that has Cedar Point, and all their hotels were completely full. And people
that's to be expected.
They came from all over to watch this 4 minutes, so I don't know if they got their money's worth. So.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure the hotels were gouging everybody. I mean, I heard hotels were charging 3 and 5 times as much as they usually do.
Now, Walmart had these real nice T-shirts that had the eclipse on it and like 3 or 4 different kind of designs. And they were really nice, and it was only selling for $9. So I bought some for souvenirs. And I told this one girl, I was making appointments. She lived in Sandusky. I said, go to Walmart and buy the whole rack up, and when they start drinking, you can double your money on those T-shirts easy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I don't know if she did or not, but I thought I'd just call. It was like I said, as soon as it left, I have solar lights pointing at the house. And they clicked right off again. So I mean, it was, you know, but it was pretty dark. I mean, you know, it was. But like I said, only 4 minutes, so we didn't.
Yeah, well, they said during the total eclipse, you could see the alignment of the other planets out there, Venus and Jupiter, et cetera, all the stars come out. When it gets when it's a full eclipse, it's like at nighttime. So.
Well, I didn't. We had quite a bit, not a lot of cloud, but we were pretty lucky because we have a lot of cloud in this area, clouds.
Yeah.
Because of the Great Lakes, it's very cloudy a lot of time, most of the time. And luckily that day it wasn't that cloudy. So saw some chemtrails, saw some beautiful chemtrails. They made sure that they zapped a few right where the sun was. So I don't know if anybody knows it but me, but I sure did see it. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. I thought, you know, before it became old news, let you know what happened. So,
well, I appreciate you having the call in. You're welcome anytime.
All right, you have a good day. I always appreciate your show. Always catch you that Tuesday and Thursday. Always in the back of my mind.
And you can listen to the archives anytime you want if you go to thewtfreports.com. So anyway, thank you. Right. Thank you for the call, Roger. You be good.
All right, let me see.
We're coming up on a break, but I'm going to bring Tom in Utah aboard. And Tom, I'll hold you through the break. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
I just wanted to tell you how efficient or effective COVID was. It turned idiots into experts and experts into idiots. You can't beat.
That's for sure. That's a good way of putting it. All right, I'll tell you what, Tom, stay right there. We got a break coming right at us. I can't stop it. It's just the way it is. It's the way the radio show works. So stay right there. We'll get you on the other side. Oh, my goodness, this time goes by so quickly. Quickly when you're having a good time. This is the WTF Reports Red Pill 101 Radio. I'm Dave Von Kleist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Rockefeller, Schiffenbold, UN Communist World Control, Morgan Rothschild, Warburg II, got a little plan for you, a new world order, that's the plan. Every woman, child, and man, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Jew, does what they are told to do.
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the WTF Reports. Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Jew does what they are told to do.
Working hard to get my pay, quitting time another day. The big game's on and then the fight. Let's see what's on the news tonight.
A big election, what's my choice? Doesn't matter, I'm just one voice. So much corruption, nothing's fair. They won't change, why should I care? I'm just hanging on. Look out for number one. And on the weekend, maybe I can have some fun. Yeah. Are we freer in America today than they were a couple years ago?
Little by little, incrementally, we are losing our freedoms, folks.
Control, induced complacency, the goal. Let people think that they are free. Distractions broadcast on TV, our influence in Washington. Make people do what we want done. Eventually, when we are through, they'll do just what we tell them to.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of today's installment of the WTF Reports. I'm Dave Von Kleiss, and this is Red Pill 101 Radio. Let's go back to the phones. Oh, I'm out of breath. Tom in Utah. Okay, you have the floor. Go for it. Yeah.
Well, I apologize, but I still want to get with you and tap your brain on the experience of the Gulf War vets even today. Did you call? I'm trying to remember if you gave me a call and I didn't answer your voicemail. But anyway, is there a good time to contact you? I'm still struggling.
Yeah, if you'll contact me through the website, the WTF Reports, and send that over, then I can get in touch with you that way. I don't know how you whether you called me on my phone or something. I get so many calls. If I don't recognize the number, I got a real fun thing that I do when I think I'm getting a spam call. You know, sometimes I just let it go. But sometimes I'll pick up the phone and say, "Hi, you're the 13th caller at FM 103. And if you know the answer to the secret song contest, you've just won $1,000. And they hang up.
Well,
I have a ball with that.
The problem with me, Dave, is I don't have internet. You know, they relieve me of my vision in D.C., so the only way I can communicate is through my phone or through text.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Does your phone receive text?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'll text you so you'll know my phone number. That way you'll know it's not a spam call. And I love doing exactly what you do, too.
Yeah, just mess with them. And the funny thing is, when I do that, obviously they think it's a radio station and they take the number off the list. So that's one less spam call that I get. But I still get them.
I answer and tell them I'm the Attorney General Office agent.
Okay. All right, well, listen, I hear the music playing. We're coming to the end of the show. Thank you for your participation in the WTF Reports. We'll be back on Thursday, same time, same place. And again, you can listen to the archives anytime you want to. Just go to the WTFReports.com. Scroll down, listen to all the shows if you like. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you all for your listenership. I appreciate your dedication, and it's so good to be back on the air again. God bless you all, and we'll see you Thursday.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.